the first thing we did when we were almost graduated is my cousin Tim Roberts and I walked out on highway, which one's going to Milwaukee, 90, 94, and we were going to Mexico. I think we were down there 6 months on $300. Just hitchhiked all the way to Oaxaca. It was 3,000 miles. Never had any fear. I don't know what we thought, you know. Maybe went back to the farm. Then I, you know, since I was a runaround, they stuck me with my brother, and we did the tiling business for years. And, of course, then my uncle had his hip operations. I think we were out north of the house that I grew up on. And it was one of those cold October days where it was maybe sleeting a little bit, 35 degrees, and there's a lot of mud. And my dad informed me that Ted was going to have a hip operation. I think he was 43. And then they needed someone on the farm, and I should come up and help. One reason I started vegetables is we would take the community kids, two or three families, and it gave them job opportunities. So we'd pick the corn and sell it either in Allenville on a honor system or, you know, maybe a couple other places when it got a little larger. But that was to employ the local 12 to 15-year-old kids. Well, yeah, we've always been all-inclusive. The Allens have. Maybe some others maybe haven't been quite as much. However, you know, you learn from others. Sometimes you say, hey, it's better to include rather than exclude. It's like today I met several people that come out twice or three times a week and just love coming out, and I ask them about my retirement often. And I ask people, what would they do? What would you do? And they basically say they don't know. And I don't know either. You know, my wife would like to retire. And it's neither one way or the other to me. You know, I thought that part of our life was lost when our boy passed on. So what I do one way or the other doesn't matter that much to me. It's just do as well as you can at whatever you're doing and trying to have everyone included. You know, that's kind of how agricultural is. You have to help the next person because it's pretty hard to make it on your own. You know, the neighbor. I remember when the tornado came and decimated Quentin Swenson's barn. And Quentin Swenson actually worked for Allen Farms in his later years. And the whole community went over there. And I remember standing right in the barn and helping him. And we rebuilt the whole barn.